It's Friday, December 27th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The man killed by an alleged drunk driver on Tuesday was a Dunn County Sheriff's correctional officer en route to work. The driver injured in a train versus SUV collision in Elk Mound earlier this month has died from injury complications. Two men rescued after falling through the ice on the Chautauqua Lakes on Wednesday and cast a vote in a Christmas tree contest in Rice Lake. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The driver killed by an alleged drunk driver on Tuesday is a member of the Dunn County Sheriff's Office who was heading to work at the jail, the agency said. Correctional Officer Jeff Reynolds was identified as the 56-year-old driver killed early Tuesday morning at the intersection of Highway 12 and County Highway E east of Menominee. The other driver, 40-year-old Mark A. Sokolowski, was charged and cited for homicide by OWI and failing to stop at a stop sign causing death. He was in jail on a $75,000 cash bond. Three others in Sokolowski's vehicle were injured, including his wife. The sheriff's office said Reynolds had been with the agency for 17 years. The driver involved in a train versus SUV collision near Elk Mound earlier this month has died from his injuries, authorities say. Dunn County Sheriff Kevin Biggs said 80-year-old Gregory A. Nervalbig of Eau Claire died Monday from complications from his injuries in the December 12th crash. Nervalbig was driving south on Stardust Drive in Elk Mound and failed to yield to an eastbound train, which struck the passenger side of his SUV. Two juvenile passengers were injured and taken to the hospital in a private vehicle. Two people were rescued after falling through the ice on the Chautauqua Lakes on Christmas Day. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said just before 7 p.m. Wednesday, a 911 caller reported two people and a UTV that had gone through the ice near the Pokegamo boat landing east of Chautauqua. Police, deputies, and Chautauqua Fire and EMS responded. A nearby family helped the two men out of the water. One, a 25-year-old man from Chautauqua, was treated by EMS and released at the scene. The UTV driver, a 53-year-old man from Chautauqua, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Names were not released. The sheriff urged anyone venturing onto the ice to check ice conditions, even if you are familiar with the lake, due to warmer temperatures this week. Another bird flu outbreak in Wisconsin. Bob Haig tells us more.
The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection said Thursday that birds at a commercial poultry farm in Burnett County in northwest Wisconsin were destroyed to prevent spread of the H5N1 virus and that it will not enter the food system. Bird flu outbreaks have led to destruction of commercial flocks in several Wisconsin counties, and it's also infected wild birds in the state. Earlier this month, Wisconsin's first human H5N1 case was confirmed in a worker at a Barron County farm where an infected flock was also destroyed. So far, there's been no evidence anywhere in the U.S. of human-to-human transmission of bird flu, which has also infected dairy cattle in several states. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Pending favorable weather conditions, the Rice Lake Fire Department is conducting a controlled burn at the Rice Lake High School this morning. Enjoy decorated Christmas trees while assisting a local organization, Amber Gonski. Lights up the story.
Time is running out to vote for your favorite tree in the 5th annual Christmas Tree Walk. Located in the front lawn of Blue Hills Chiropractic at 1207 West Knapp Street in Rice Lake. Trees have been decorated by local nonprofit organizations, and voting for your favorite tree, which wraps up tomorrow, could help win that organization funding. Here's Dr. Lauren Brunslick.
You can come walk through the trees. If you can't get out, then like you can just vote by looking at the pictures on Facebook. The most likes will go towards votes. What we really do encourage is coming and walking through the trees. If the trees are lit up, you are free to come.
Cash prizes will be awarded to the top three trees, courtesy of donations from local sponsors. The defending tree decorating champion is Little Red Barn Dog Rescue. Online voting is through the Blue Hills Chiropractic Rice Lake Facebook page. I'm Amber Gonski.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.